This is Keith Johnson. I am talking to you from Fantasy Studios. I'm facing a pair of cross-cardioid microphones. They're almost in front of me. And to the sides and other places are other groups of microphones making a whole stereo field recording. I'm in Studio A. It's one of their big rooms, approximately 30 feet in length. And my voice should appear to come from a plane almost at the front of your loudspeaker. To check channel connections, I'm going to move to the right. So here I go. My voice shouldn't change a whole lot as I do that. I'm continuing to talk as I move. Try that sometime. It's hard. I'm talking. I'm moving to the right. And here I am, almost hard right. Now I'm going to come back to the center. I'm in the center again for reference and going over to the other side. And my voice character shouldn't change a whole lot. It should be about the same. So I'm talking to you close. I'm back in the center again. My voice should still be in the plane. And you should hear just a small amount of room sound because I am in a fairly big room. I'm going to move back. And as I move back and go away from the microphones, so should my voice. It should go back and recede into and behind your loudspeakers. And you should become increasingly aware of a large stage that's happening. That's because there's more reflection and room reverberation cues to my voice when I do that. So here we go. I'm going to move back a little bit. I'm moving back. And you'll notice that now you start to hear more room sound because I'm talking a little louder to make up for the difference as I go away. And therefore that excites the room more. And I'm going back further. I am now quite a good distance away. I'm approximately 10, 12 feet away from the microphones and still in the center. I should have a reasonably solid center voice, but behind the speakers. If I go to one side, here I am, I'm moving, and my voice should stay the same distance. It shouldn't come closer to the speaker, it stays at the same distance. If I go to the other side and cross the center, the same thing happens. My voice stays at the same distance in the room. I'm back in the center. I have a small wood block 8 feet away where I have been talking. I'm now going back further into the room, and now I'm going to play the wood block, and I'm going to walk up to the microphones very slowly. While doing that, you can watch the change in character and the positioning as it comes close. I'm now back in the center, and you've been listening to the microphone setup used the way it was intended to be used. We are about to demonstrate how a multi-microphone setup can go wrong, and all I have to do is walk around to the back of the setup and watch what happens. So here I go. I'm going to play a cymbal. This is the right place, and now I'm going to walk around and watch. Side. Now I'm back behind somewhere, back way where things should be really going strange. My voice should be anywhere. Coming back around. And here I am in a good place.